One of the last native inhabitants of St Kilda has died. Norman John Gillis suffered a heart attack last week and has died in hospital in Cambridge. He was 88. Norman John was just 5 years old when the population of the island petitioned the UK government to bring them to the mainland of Scotland. Our reporter Hugh Williams looks back at his journey.
Norman John Gillis lived in a house called St Kilda in a village near Ipswich. I went to meet him there in the run-up to the 75th anniversary of the islanders leaving their home.
One of the most precious memories I've got is of my mother standing on the dike or the wall in front of number 10. And it didn't matter which end of the village I'd be at, she'd call out, "Tormit Ian," which is Norman John, "time for dinner." And I can see her waving with her shawl on her head and asking me to come home for my dinner.
Obviously, that's a happy memory of your mum, but you have some sadder memories of her too.
Yes, I have got a sad memory of my mother. My mother was pregnant at the time, and she also had appendix. They first of all had to get a message out by a trawler to say that there was somebody ill on St Kilda. So they got the lighthouse ship to come in, and my sad little memory is seeing my mother being rowed in the boat and her waving to me and me waving back, and that was the last time I saw my mother.
Norman John Gillis believed the death of his mother and her newborn daughter in hospital in Glasgow was one of the things that convinced islanders finally to petition the government to send the harebell to bring them to a new life on the mainland.
I can recall some of the older ones being at the rear of the HMS Harebell who took us off and waving to the island until it went out of sight. I can also recall Me landing at Loch Allen, where we were evacuated. 24 of the St Kildians were evacuated to Loch Allen in Morven between Tobermory and Oban. I can still recall the crowds on the pier. You'd never seen so many people. They were probably expecting to see some strange inhabitants arriving. That was the first time I saw a motor car, first time I saw a tree.
His memories of St Kilda were the memories of a child, but he loved to tell his stories and talk about the life people had on the island.
They did their little crofts and also they did their weaving. St Kilda tweed was very well sought after, but the St Kildians, each one, when they were getting a catch of fulmars or guillemots or whatever it was, or the gannets, when they had a big catch, it was always distributed to every household as towards their need, to the widow, to the person who was ill and who couldn't go and do any fowling. But they always looked after each other.
Norman John returned to St Kilda several times, even joining a National Trust work party restoring houses on Herta. But he never gave the impression of being sorry he'd left for a new life.
For the young people, it was a great opportunity for them. But to the older inhabitants, it was almost as if you had cut off their right hand to have left St Kilda, which was their island home.